Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
You must feel mixed emotions, like you want to get through this day, and then you get a break in all your fellow CPAs, right?
Absolutely. It's a hard deadline, which sometimes gets extended by a day or two, but it always, you know, thankfully the deadline comes because it does motivate people who do like to wait.
And 50 million Americans wait. And this year's a little different, a little atypical with some of the tax law changes. People may not have noticed they were getting a little back in their paychecks. And so maybe they aren't getting as much back as a refund, which they were traditionally used to if they got a refund. On the other hand, maybe people didn't have to pay in as much. How's it going?
Yeah, I mean, more than most other years, my biggest concern for those 50 million are, did they at least run the numbers, either in their own software or through a tax service? Because I've seen some big changes in the bottom line where their tax returns are coming out because of the change in the federal withholding and also because of the change in the deductions. There were just a lot of changes. It's a real risk this year, and I've seen a number of taxpayers end up with, as you said, less of a refund. In a lot of cases, we're seeing people actually owe, which that's a challenge. And the IRS does not like people owing them after April 15th.
So even if you're not, and we reiterate this, probably can't say it enough, even if you're not done or don't have all the information assembled, you have to try to figure out if you do owe and you still have to send in an extension form, if that's your choice, and a payment if you owe, correct?
Absolutely. First is the extension form. Send it in. It at least minimizes any there's a couple of penalties the IRS can assess. That's one that gets eliminated. But if you think you owe, you're better off overpaying, getting close, as you suggested, and filing as soon as possible, because if you are overpaid, you'll get it back. But if you're not and you actually owed that money, you will save yourself a significant penalty because the IRS does not want to be a bank. They make it, and it's purposely made that way, so they're not a bank. So you really don't want to borrow credit from the IRS.
So even on this final day, Kevin, what else can people do or what have you come across on income tax deadline day that people maybe can still do before it's too late?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of free software out there. I do think it's hard to get things through a CPA office today because there's always a lot of last minute K-1s and information flowing through. You know, drafting and attempting to figure out where you stand. And if, like I said, if you're not sure, if you haven't run the numbers, the payment's really the best option to get a payment in, even if you file within a couple of weeks and get it back. The IRS will give you your money back. They're not going to keep it, but the key is to get it in and to minimize any future penalties if you're not sure. The best way to know that is to draft your return somehow, some way.
So, Kevin, what else now? Let's just assume people get through this day in preparation mm-hmm. and preparing for the future. Now that we know the laws have changed, will there be additional significant tax law changes this year, which will do a similar thing next year, or have they settled in for 2019?
I think they're pretty much settled in. We don't anticipate a lot changing in the near future. What is changing, I know, and it's going to cause a lot of confusion, you know, taxpayers should look at, especially after this year, how they calculate what gets withheld from each paycheck. But the IRS apparently just released a new version of the form that you use to calculate that, the W-4 form. And my understanding, I haven't had time to really digest it because of the time of year, but it apparently equates to a tax return. So it's going to be very complicated. Because of all these moving parts, it's going to be really complicated to try and accurately do this. I anticipate a lot of confusion. And in coming on the heels of people owing or getting a lot less back, I anticipate a lot of questions coming up. So once again, the best thing you can do after today is, you know, take a look at a pay stub, attempt to get that answer, and make a modification now. A little modification now, if you're being paid weekly or twice a month or every 2 weeks, any modification to today spread over the rest of the year is a lot easier on cash flow than coming up with a chunk.
And again, if you need to extend, what's that tax form number easily downloadable at IRS.gov?
4868. 4868 is what you need to file and get it postmarked today and get it in the mail. There are abilities to file online. That's hard to do last second. Most taxpayer software can release online. So if you go into a service, they can actually extend for you electronically, which leaves a great record. It proves the money went out. But if you're going to file the form, it's form 4868.
How good do you feel on April 16th?
Well, you know, I think this after, as soon as I'm done, we will head to the somewhere and celebrate with some tequila and some burritos and some good Mexican food, and we'll be doing just fine. And tomorrow we just wake up and, well, we sleep in a little bit.
Well, we appreciate your expertise, especially on one of the busiest days of the year, certainly for you. Kevin, thank you.
Larry, thank you. Always great to talk. Good talk.
Kevin McQuillan, CPA and principal of the McQuillan Group.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.